Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, as we are wrapping up this great week of ours. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first three-plus hours of the program, Jones.
Swing. There's a line drive left center field. Deep back by the wall. And it is
Grab Bag.
That's very fitting. We talked about the baseball games from last night, but they are going to be both back in action tonight. At 5:08, Dodgers-Mets play Game 5 with the Dodgers commanding 3-1 series lead. And then at 8:08, it'll be Yankees and Guardians with New York up 2-1. Do the Mets have anything left in the tank,
no,
or is this thing over tonight?
No, they're done, which is unfortunate, but they're done. Do you think the Yankees could really blow the series?
I think they could. I think they have more of a chance. I mean, it's only 2-1 as opposed to 3-1, but I would put all my money the Dodgers win. I could see a little choke factor in the Yankees.
Yeah, same.
I can see that.
I mean, we've seen it before for sure.
Right.
Different team, different era, but sure, I could see that.
But somebody like Garrett Cole.
I don't think the Dodgers
or,
is happening.
Yeah, no, the Dodgers, I don't.
Yeah, Garrett Cole could go out and just gag away a big
fall
game
apart.
For sure.
Or, like, I know Judge homered last night, but he could go back into a slump or something like that.
He does feel like he's getting hot, though.
Yeah, no,
like,
maybe.
He's got a couple of home runs now. He's been under a ton of scrutiny
but
there.
The way the Guardians won yesterday, where they give up back-to-back home runs to the two studs on the other side, or two of the three studs, I guess, on the other side, then you're like, could be left for dead. You could be down 3-0. But then you tie it in the ninth, win it in the 10th, and everybody goes, like, bonkers.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That momentum can, and they're at home, that momentum could absolutely carry over. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. There's a little baseball action.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Grab Bag.
Thursday Night Football kicked off Week 6 last night. Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos with a big victory. Bo Leave.
Did he throw a pick? Oh, no.
No.
I'm sorry. The Honey Badger dropped one that was right in his arms.
Right in his hands.
And he missed a bunch of open receivers, but he did win.
They got another win. So the Denver Broncos, led by their rookie quarterback, they played without Patrick Surtain, their best cornerback, best player probably on the team.
Yeah.
And they went into New Orleans, the Sean Payton revenge game. Although he just left them and was like, I don't want to go in broadcasting.
I was thinking about this when I was watching last night. What's the relationship like with him and Dennis Allen?
I don't know. Why? Do you think Allen wants to go coach with him?
No.
Allen's going to be out of there soon.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Are him and Dennis Allen buddies, or does he look at it like, oh, you replaced? He was on staff.
Yeah.
So does he look at it like he got?
I wonder if he's like did him a favor almost. Where
maybe.
Like, I left in a weird way. They ended up just keeping you, and then you probably wouldn't have been a head coach otherwise.
Maybe. I'll tell you, that Denver defense is really good.
Yeah, they've been playing.
Even without Surtain.
Yep.
And New Orleans, for all the Clint Kubiak love I was handing out after 2 weeks, they smoke Carolina, which in retrospect means nothing.
Nope.
They smoke Dallas, which in retrospect means nothing. That's a bad defense, and Dallas is not anywhere near as good as we thought. They had a lot of injuries, but I'm sorry. Did you see some of that last night?
Kamara, yes, I did.
Kamara was walking off the field yelling at people. He said after the game, he's like, I don't blame anybody for booing us. I'd boo us too.
That's
like,
a mess. All right, Doug Peterson, Dennis Allen, who gets canned first?
I mean, I still think it's Peterson because I think the Patriots win this weekend.
Sunday, yeah.
But, I mean, I thought going into the year Dennis Allen was going to be the first coach fired. I was wrong, but I'm not surprised that hasn't gone well in New Orleans.
All right, who has a better chance of making the playoffs, Bo Nix and the Broncos or Caleb Williams and the Bears?
Ooh, it's a thinker.
A thinker.
I think Caleb Williams, the NFC is just worse.
NFC North is nasty, so they're in a really good division. The Broncos have, the Raiders in their division. They also, the Chargers are kind of like 500 right now.
Okay, season ends today. Broncos are the 7th seed.
Ooh.
So the Broncos are a playoff team today.
Look at that.
They're a half game up on.
Well, that's not fair. They played an extra game.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. But even if Indy wins, they'd both be 4-3.
Got it.
The Bears are right now.
Also in, probably. No.
Well, no, they're tied. They're in a three-way tie, Tampa themselves and Green Bay. So they're both right on the cusp.
They could both get in. And then Jaden Daniels is going to be in, don't you
think? I would say Chicago. Oh, yeah, Daniels is going to be in.
You might have two, three rookie quarterbacks.
They might win the division.
Playoffs.
They should win that division.
I like it.
I take that back.
Wait, who should win the division?
Philly should probably win the division. I was going to say Washington should win the division, but Philly should probably win that division.
Yeah, tough for grabs.
You have been defeated by the Grab Bag.
Boston Bruins in action tomorrow, continuing their road trip against Utah Hockey Club. Is that what they decided permanently it's going to be?
They should.
You like Utah Hockey Club?
I like if each sport had like a hockey club or the Washington football team. You don't want like a million of them because then you're the MLS where I don't even know what team is. How come no one has a nickname anymore?
I think it did win though, right? The voting was like,
did they put it up for a vote? That's what people voted for?
Yeah, so the finalists, I remember I have a list of the six finalists because at one point they had 20. I remember going over this at one point. Then they got it down to six and it was the Utah Blizzard.
Don't love that.
Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Utah Mammoth. Utah Outlaws.
Okay.
Utah Venom.
Okay.
And my personal favorite, Utah Yeti.
Oh, you like the Yeti?
Yeah, we're playing the Yeti this week. We got Yeti.
Yeah, we're taking on the Yeti.
Bees Yeti tonight.
Yeah, money line Yeti.
Don't you like Yeti?
It does sound nice when you say it that way. What's the why?
Bruins Yeti.
Are there a lot of Yeti in Utah?
Tons.
There are. Okay, yeah, good.
Pacific Northwest,
okay,
and then it goes down into like the Rocky Mountains a little bit.
Yeah,
could be a Yeti almost anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. The Kraken should have been the Yeti.
No, they should have been the Kraken.
No.
Kraken's a good name.
I don't like the Kraken.
You don't like Kraken?
No.
It's like a giant squid creature.
No, I get what it is.
They're on the coast right there.
Yeah, but they're
on the water.
They're in the Puget Sound. They're not like in the deep ocean.
If you were in a lighthouse and you looked out, you might see some suspicious activity. Could be a Kraken.
Yeah, it could be.
They could swallow a boat whole.
A Kraken in the Great Salt Lake? Maybe.
That'd be more of a lake monster.
Probably some kind of lake monster, yeah.
I would think.
I think Seattle should have been the Yeti and then something else for you. I like Utah Hockey Club. My roundabout point is I like Utah Hockey
you
Club.
You like, okay.
Yeah.
You know that Andy Hart didn't know that the Salt Lake was filled with salt?
You know what? I heard this live.
Did you hear it live?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because he carries himself as somebody who's smart, right? Or
well,
smarter than
me.
Yeah, Tough writer, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you must be intelligent.
He always calls me out for being dumb.
Yeah.
And then he's like, there's salt in there? I'm like, the Great Salt Lake?
There's actually a lot of salt.
It's kind of like what it's...
it's very...
That's
quite
its thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally its
quite
thing.
Salty. What do you think was in there, pepper?
Yeah. I would have gone Yeti. But anyway, they got the hockey club. The hockey club uniforms are trash. We spent a lot of time talking about Jaguars uniforms earlier. You seen these Utah ones yet?
I actually watched
You'll
some of their opener,
night.
But
yeah.
I can't picture it anyway. I saw it, I guess, but I can't picture it.
I don't care for it, if I'm being honest.
Grab bag.
Saints wide receiver Rashad Shaheed out for the season.
Rashid Shaheed.
What'd I say?
Rashad.
Shaheed?
Yeah, he's out for the year.
Done.
Yeah, New Orleans could have used some talent last night, that's for sure, yeah. The hills fill my
heart with the sound of music. Grab bag.
Malik Nabers has cleared concussion protocol, and we feel so good about it. He's in the Bozo TD parlay.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. Yeah. Let me give you the Bozo touchdown parlay one more time,
sure.
Because Malik Nabers is in there. If you need to follow along, it's at Jones and Keefe. Terp tweeted that out. But we have gone with...
Job, Terp.
DK Metcalf, Malik Nabers, Drake May. That's a Billy Lanny special.
Woo!
It's going to be early. We're going to need that one
need
or
it.
Else the whole thing dies on the vine.
Oh, man.
Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams. One simple ham, Keefe.
Yep.
Wins you two PS5s, which, as everybody knows.
Correct.
$1,060.
Well, it's funny. Somebody was calling out Matt Lewinberg when we said he had a 12-leg parlay and he won $4,600. And the guy goes, you'd win a lot more than $4,600 if you put down $300. And I'm like, no, we didn't say $3,000. We said three hams. We put down three hams.
Oh,
he probably
think,
thought he meant three
do
grand.
Do you think people have been
or 300 even?
Mishearing what we've been saying and they're putting down grands instead of hams?
Don't.
That's listen, not how we're, look, that's yeah. not a, that is not a Jones and Keefe sanctioned unit.
No,
that's
not
what that is.
I'm not telling you guys how to bet.
I'm not betting a grand at a
if
time.
If you have it, go ahead. Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, if you have it, flaunt it. But I'm betting a ham.
I'm not spending
I'm not
10
betting
hams on a bet.
No,
forget 10 hams.
100 hams.
100 hams. Excuse me. Ham
10 hams is a bet.
Yeah, 10 hams. Fine. 10 hams, you feel good about it, you go 10 hams.
I'm not betting 10 hams.
No,
never mind 100 hams.
100 hams.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
that's crazy.
Check yourself.
It's a farm.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Boston College football played last night in Virginia, taking on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. They were down 20.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Thanks. They were down 28-0
not
at
good.
The half.
Not good.
Stormed back.
28-21.
Made it a game. They scored 21 unanswered in the third quarter.
They sure did.
Ultimately lost 42-21. Bill O'Brien's Eagles are now 4-3 overall. They are 1-2 in the ACC.
I'm seeing less of the Bill O'Brien is building a monster tweets that I saw earlier.
He was not taking over a powerhouse.
No.
I think
after 1 week, people are like, do the Patriots need Bill O'Brien calling plays?
Well,
like,
it's a little aggressive.
I mean, look, Van Pelt's no great shakes, but I don't need Bill O'Brien back here. Thank you.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But
friend of the station, friend of the Greg Hill show, but no thanks.
Great interview. Check that one out. But what's the Florida State win? I think at the moment, and then like you knew Florida State was horrible this year.
Yeah,
they're horrible.
Well, that was probably the moment you really knew.
You're like, wait a minute.
When BC beat them, you're like, wait a minute.
I mean, they got four wins though in the season.
Yeah,
I mean, what was their over under?
They lost to Virginia and Virginia Tech. Yeah, probably about that. The kid for Va Tech last night ran for a school record.
Did he really
move over Kevin Jones?
Kevin Jones was nice.
Move over.
He was fast. Mike Vick.
Mike Vick.
Mike Vick,
thank
probably.
You. I think, was Vick at the game? Did I see that last night? I think Mike Vick was at the game for
a
stretch.
He was.
Tootin was his name.
Huh?
Tootin.
Tootin?
Yeah, 266 yards. That's
for Tootin?
Virginia Tech record, yeah.
Next up for the Eagles would be the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. Then Syracuse, SMU, North Carolina, and Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy.
So two top 21 teams
there. Bowl bound? BC bowl bound?
Yeah, they should. Well, they need two more wins to be bowl eligible?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be able to beat, what, Syracuse and North Carolina? No, maybe not.
Maybe
not. Are you saying no bowl game?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, last night
they won't stop tooting. Look,
if they can't play in the Fenway Bowl, then we're, like, yeah, what are we doing?
What are we even doing?
They were born for it.
Just drop football if you can't get in there. Follow Northeastern's footsteps.
Their wins were Florida State, Duquesne,
bad.
Michigan State.
I don't think good.
And the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky, and they pulled that one out by a nose hair.
Yeah.
Well, no Castellanos, Keith. Come on.
Yeah.
I know. No Tommy touchdowns.
No Tommy.
Yeah, they've had him the last 2 weeks. And they've steamrolled.
We need to downgrade him. Tommy turnovers.
I mean, they had that murderer's row. They had to go Virginia, then Virginia Tech. It's not fair.
I did, in all seriousness, find myself watching a decent amount of that game last night. And then they were down 28-0, and I'm like, what am I doing?
And then he flipped over to the Thursday NFL game, and I'm like, the 30-point blowout. You're like, what is my life?
If baseball ever had a chance, it was last night. That was baseball's chance.
You know what I ended up doing? Last night, I watched the first half of my guy Bo Nix just light it up, just carrying the squad.
My favorite throw for Bo Nix last night was the one that was over the tight end, but in front of the receiver. Over crawl in front of Franklin, I think it was.
Two guys should have caught that.
Two guys should have had touchdowns on that play, and he missed them both.
I'm saying
he bounced it in between both of them.
Those guys should have decided who was open, and one of them should have made the play.
Got it.
I don't put that on Knicks.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't put that one on Knicks. But that game was such a blowout. So then at halftime, I started watching Teacup. This is the show me and Nick are watching now.
Yeah.
Not together, but we both watch it separately.
Yeah. We were just house last night.
Yeah. Nick came over after an hour. I'm like,
you're like Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
Go home.
Yeah.
Put the air mattress out. Me and Nick watch Teacup. But it's a good little horror show. And this is how many shows do this? It's 8 episodes.
Uh-huh.
They're like just over a half hour, but they release 2 each week. So why don't you just make the episode either an hour
Sunny was doing 8 episode seasons and 2 a week, and I never got that either.
They were doing 2 a week.
They were doing 2 a week.
That's more recent. They didn't start that way.
No, that was later seasons, but
good,
I never.
Good call. They
Thank
were
you.
A 2 episode.
Thank you. It was a good call. Thank
that
you.
Was strange.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Because like, there's 2 new ones?
Just give me one. Give me one. I'm more likely to watch one than 2.
Especially we grew up at a time, folks, where it would be like 26 episode seasons. So for half a year, you would watch like your favorite show.
Yeah.
There'd be an episode of Seinfeld on for 6 months. Like 6 months every Thursday night.
You ever try to stream some of those shows? You're like, how many episodes is this? Like,
what is this? How many more of these?
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
Grab bag.
Again, people think we just cut to commercial break whenever they're
playing. No, sorry.
Got people flipping radio dials.
We didn't do that. You could blame Fitzy. The Pittsburgh Steelers still have not officially announced a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but they have.
Mike Tomlin is not.
It's going to be Wilson.
The cat is not out of the bag yet.
It's going to be Wilson.
The cat's in the bag still. It's a bagged up cat. I think it's going to be Wilson as
Me
well.
Too. I don't get it. We talked about this all week. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it. But that Sunday night game is intriguing. Yeah. Like, you get Devontae Adams, you get Russell Wilson, you see if Aaron Rodgers is any better, you know, do they drive together to the game? like you know, it's an intriguing Sunday night game, but I'm pretty positive it's going
to
be Wilson.
And we need him to score a touchdown for the Bozo.
We need Devontae Adams for the Bozo, yep.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Back to college football for a moment, Jones. Tonight, number 2, Oregon takes on Purdue, and number 13, BYU takes on Oklahoma State, if you want to do some betting. But some good games. There are two like big-time games.
Yeah, one is great.
Alabama-Tennessee is not
finished. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a good game, too, but that's the highlight of the weekend is the other one.
Number 7, Alabama. Number 11, Tennessee. They're both 5-1. I wonder if Gerard Mayo has any bets going on with any of the Alabama guys. Maybe Barmore. Maybe you could talk to Barmore about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't Barmore in charge of the Friday Funnies? Did you ever read the story?
I don't think we talked about it on the show. No, we didn't, but he was in. Yes, he was in charge
of that. He's in charge of the Friday Funnies.
Keeping it light.
Right.
Keeping it light.
Okay. So his job, this is for real, for people, he would send memes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Was it memes? I thought maybe it was like memes. He wouldn't go up and tell like a knock knock joke.
I don't think it was a joke. I think he would share funny things like, hey, maybe you guys check out this video, see this video.
Observational comedy.
I just saw a video this week. I don't think he sent that one.
No, I don't
I'm guessing
know.
He didn't.
Because like, he wasn't going to dance. I said, oh, yeah, you're going, you know what I'm saying? Make up how. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know what he did this week for the Friday Funnies.
Yeah, maybe skipped it.
But do you think he made a bet with Mayo?
Well, they're in London.
Alabama, Tennessee. He already made one with Jacoby Brissett. He sadly didn't make one with Hunter Henry.
I think Mayo shouldn't be taking any. Mayo should be ignoring all the Alabama players who want to bet him this week because I like Bama in that game.
All right. Then the granddaddy of them all. No, not the Rose Bowl. We're talking about 7:30 on ABC. Number one, Texas, undefeated against number five, Georgia. Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck, so two of the potential first-round pick quarterbacks. Head-to-head, another great welcome to the SEC game for Texas, who is 4.5-point favorites. Sorry, I can't read
what
the screen.
What was that? You smack your face
I accidentally hit the microphone with my ear because I was trying to...
I thought you cracked your neck, breakneck speed.
No, I'm fine. I was trying to read the spread because I can't read well from here.
I believe... So I looked at it this morning. I think it's 4.5, right?
Yeah, it's 4.5. I mean, I told you that, but I happened to smash
say it?
The microphone.
I was very distracted when you smacked your face on the microphone. I like Texas to win and cover in that one. I'm surprised.
I think Texas a lot.
It should be a bigger line.
I think it should be as well. Illinois, Michigan are both in the top 25, but meh. They're playing each other. It's kind of whatever. I don't think Michigan's very good this year, but that's just me. All right, what else do we got here?
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive...
Grab bag.
I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
Jay Cutler got into a little bit of trouble as he got a DUI, also faces weapon charges. Cutler was charged with driving under the influence, possession of a handgun while under the influence, failure to exercise due care to avoid a collision, and implied consent. So that happened Thursday night in Tennessee.
That's what I was just going to ask. Where? Okay.
A little bit of a crash. I think everybody was all right, but then all this other stuff happened. So
Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get all the memes of, you know, bad boy Jay Cutler and
smoking
then,
Jay.
Yeah, maybe that that kind of
not great.
Kind of wag the dog there.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
No.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Celtics had practice today.
James Earl Jones prominently featured in Keys today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great voice. Rest in peace.
Yeah, bit of a liar.
Liar when it came to Jacksonville getting a franchise though.
Good point.
He must have been paid a pretty penny for that role, I would imagine. Yep. Celtics had practice today. Of course, they open up the season next week. But one of the guys that was talking at the media scrum was last year's draft pick, Jordan Walsh.
Okay.
Do you think there's going to be a role for Jordan Walsh this year?
Yeah, mop-up duty. Do you think there's a role for him?
I mean, on the big club? Unlikely.
Oh.
Now, Lonnie Walker was still there, right? There was some talk that Lonnie Walker might not be on the team, but yeah. I guess he was still there.
Yeah, from Terp.
Well, he broke the news.
Yeah, it was all Terp.
Terp had that.
Yeah.
Lonnie Walker's here.
Yeah.
At Justin M. Turpin, if you're looking for Lonnie Walker updates.
Yeah, yeah. We'll start mixing in Terp more with basketball season starting next week.
Maybe you don't have Jordan Walsh maybe getting in the mix, steal some minutes?
No, I mean, I didn't realize we were talking Maine. So if you're talking Maine Celtics.
No, Boston.
The former Red Claws. Mop-up duty? Yeah, I don't see a role for him, no.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, this is a ball player who played from 1992 to 2002.
Lean in, Billy.
He played for many squads, including the Dodgers.
Okay.
The Expos.
Yep.
The Cubs.
Sure.
And then very briefly with both the Yankees and the Marlins.
Mark Grzelcyk.
No. Good guess. Played most of his games, I guess, with the a pretty split between Cubs, Expos, and Dodgers, actually.
Okay.
He was a...
Jose Vidro.
No, good one. Left fielder.
Oh.
Played a little first base, mostly left field. Left-handed stick. Left-handed arm.
Whoa, both.
Lefty stick.
Okay.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Oh.
1996 All-Star.
96 All-Star.
Yep.
For what team?
For the Montreal Expos in 1996. He had 36 dongs. Drove in 103, both career highs. Struck out a league-leading 160 times that year. Finished 17th in the MVP.
Left fielder, 2006 Montreal Expos. Who else did he play for?
Dodgers. And started with the Dodgers, then went to the Expos. Cubs. He had a nice run with the Cubs as well. He had a
96.
In consecutive years, 36, 26, 31, 26 for home runs. Nothing before, nothing after.
Okay.
He was a late 90s power hitter.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of guys like in that. It wasn't
what happened in the late 90s?
Not much. It was just a good time to be alive.
Wasn't Cliff Floyd. We already mentioned
Cliff Floyd.
And he was briefly on the Expos. It wasn't him.
Nope. Lefty stick. Yep.
One-time All-Star.
He was a one-time All-Star. 1996.
Olympic Stadium just hitting moonshots. Yep. Left up for 1 year.
Yep. Career 259 batting average.
Kay.
He would not steal you a bag.
No?
No, he was like planted on first base.
Actual goose eggs?
10 for his career.
10 for his career, not 10 in a year.
More caught stealing.
So a hefty lefty.
A hefty lefty. Okay, I'm looking at the text line, 3793.
Text line has it again.
They do?
Yeah.
Andres Galarraga's
not
him.
Not Big Cat. Nope.
No, he was a righty.
Nope.
It's not Delino DeShields.
Nope. No, he was a speed guy.
Well, I thought about it, guessing Delino DeShields.
Left fielder with a left stick who could sock a few dingers.
Henry Rodriguez says the text line.
Correct.
That's who it is.
Oh, Henry
was a lefty.
Henry Rodriguez.
That was his last. I remember O'Henry. His last name was Rodriguez.
Yeah, O'Henry.
Oh, yeah.
A lefty. No 36 bombs in 1996.
He made an all-star team.
Don't know why I thought he was a righty.
Yep.
I can't believe he made an all-star team.
Yeah, 1 year. One time all-star.
That 1 year.
Yeah. He might have been Montreal's only guy in 96.
Well, that's a good point.
He might have been the Brock Holt.
A baseball all-star.
Vlad wasn't there yet?
What it's cracked up in
not
every sport.
I'm trying to have Holt catch strays, but.
I thought Vlad was there in 96.
What it up?
Was he?
Hang on.
There's one way to figure this out.
Click the 96 Montreal on the baseball reference page.
Not there.
Wasn't there yet?
He did play with, how about this lineup?
Man, Vladdy
Darren Fletcher, David Segee, Mike Lansing, Mark Rudzielanek, Shane Andrews, Henry Rodriguez, Rondell White, Moises Alou.
Oh, I thought about Rondell White. I knew we've guessed Rondell White too many times, and he played in Miami or Florida.
Eventually, I'll have Rondell White.
We're working our way towards a Rondell White.
We'll circle back.
David Segee.
Yeah, David Segee.
David Segee would knock you a nice.
People like David Segee.
Two-gap double.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Grab bag.
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
All right, horror movie of the day. I'm actually going with a movie I haven't seen, but I'm going to watch this weekend. Just released on HBO Max is Maxine. Max spelled with three X's.
Is a recommendation.
To let you know, there's a little bit of a porno character in this.
Nice.
It's also the end of the trilogy. If you guys have seen X, Pearl, and now Maxine.
Okay.
And Davey and I are going to talk about all three of these on Monday's Dork podcast. But Maxine on Max today.
So it's a recommendation for a new one you haven't seen.
But I'm going to watch it.
But you would recommend the first two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. Yep.
Pretty good. It's a little bit
of. There's a weird scarecrow scene in this one too, like Pearl.
Probably.
There's a lot
of weird scenes.
So Maxine, like Maxine 1 wasn't just 1X and then Maxine 2 was.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
It started with X.
Triple X.
And then they went Pearl and now it's Maxine.
And there's like some pornog going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah.
With the scarecrow, I heard Nick
say
back
Pearl.
There.
That was Pearl. Yeah, this one, I don't know, but this one, I think she might be maybe into the adult film industry, but then also will kill you with an axe.
Oh.
She might do a little bit of both. Maybe my guess.
Sounds
maybe,
like X.
Maybe worth
it. Yes, it does.
Maybe worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Snuff porn.
Yep. 8mm is the movie I recommend. It is not. It's actually not the movie.
Oh, there you go. It's a grab bag.
Everyone's talking about grab bag.
On Jones.
I agree.
And Keith.